130 children. I've lived all my life on an island so rare, my only companion a fat polar bear. I've existed on fish from a hole in the ice. The whole of the fish was a nice camembert, but there certainly wasn't enough for to share. I've died all my deaths in a scene from King Lear, immersed in a jar of best quality beer. My brain became pickled, I just could not think. I sank to my knees with a sorrowful tear, and wished that the colourful duck could be here. I've visited heaven, I've called in at hell, my leg fell off. Oh well. Now I've learned in sin not to be insincere, and aim to achieve a ridiculous leer. I missed the last bus, and I had to walk home, but my life flashed before me, and then became clear that a plum is a fruit, and a fawn is a deer. My tale is too long, and my store is too tall. I can't seem to fit in this rhyme scheme at all. I struggled and rose, the flower smelt fine, but the daisy was dashed, for the bees were too small, and the Bessemer converter came first over all. I've been to the belfry, I've drunk all the fat, I jumped from the bell tower. Splat. The girl awoke, she looked askance, while the handsome prince asked her to dance. Avert your eyes, were her shrill cries, I must resist your bold advance. He lunged at her madly, she welcomed him gladly, she fell into his arms and they kissed, but sadly they missed, alack, and tumbled back onto the bed where they danced badly. His terrible aim had a cause in myopia. He said to her boldly, I really do hope you can help me make tomorrow a cake, or, darling, I'll really soft soap you. Said she with a grin, if you do that, I'll yell. The bad fairy appears at a touch of a bell. I know it's a bind, but if you do, you'll go blind. He replied, it was truly a monstrous cell. Said the fairy, I'll hit you and join in the fun, and the elves and the pixies came out one by one. The goblins appeared, and the fairy was seared by the burning gold rays of the luminous sun. The sun it had set in gelatinous mould, it quivered then sank as the day had grown old. The golden orb waned, and the sandbar was saved by casting a statue in smooth polished gold. Duck Soup. A green-feathered duck flew round the moon, its phaser banks firmly on stun. It whistled a loud, unmelodious tune, and dreamt of a red leather bun. The fires died down to a ghostly glow, and crackled away in the hearth. I pondered upon the existence of tow as I warmed my nose in the bath. Green figs in blue wine are excessively fine, but they will not suffice unless simmered in brine. Its primaries soiled as the poor bird was boiled, oh, many an entrail I'd tell, as the Irishman taunted, abused, and reviled, and the fairies all danced in the dell. The maidens went down to the glade by the stream, their faces were covered, their pale bodies green, with the after-effects of tea with the queen, who had served boiled carp with the truncated bream. Pink ferrets in sieves one frequently gives to unfortunate mortals and salubrious spivs. The shoestring tie gave way to the wide, a pencilled moustache and hair slickly styled. The man with forked tongue denied that he lied, but was none the less firmly and justly reviled. On a fine sunny day we went to the zoo, to see aardvarks and elks, Alsatians and mice and kangaroos sucking pink coconut ice. All life flashed before me like that in a trice, and a tumbril of hairpins, a whirl of white lice, which flashed by in an instant all covered in glue. The Sheikh of Abdullah fell down on his knees and cried to his wives who were singing around, another like that and you'll all be disowned. The chief wife said wifely, why don't you say please, and we'll coat you in lemon and fry you with cheese and jump up and down till you fall to the ground. The finger which pointed the way to my doom showed the welder the way to the whispering wood, where nudibranchs always have eyes for their pud, or else moog around in a dark cloud of gloom, with a room with a fish, or a fish with a womb, or a cataclysmic announcement in bloom. The walking stick hung by a thread from the light, as if held there by God or by Araldite, and the butterfly fluttered by, tied in a knot, and the bee has just been, though the wasp it was hot, with the waspish tiganga one knows it has got. I stand alone, through having loaned a stand. I grasp the red-hot poker most firmly in my hand. My friends have all left me, they've gone to Siam. Oh, desperate am I, how unhappy I am. I lost my last friend, I could not stand alone, from the indigent friend of the half-baritone. Unwanted, unsuccoured, I fell in despair, the bloated blue bats caught up in my hair. I crawled to my feet, which were 3 yards away, with 3 feet to the yard, then I sat in the hay, and waved a white sock to a passing top hat, which turned upside down, and soon disgorged a cat. I felt for the maze, while amazed at the feel of unbasted hyena and monstrous teal, surrounded by hedges of mushroom and maize, I was dazed every night and benighted by days. I tripped over the sky as I walked upon air, I discovered a fly in the roots of my hair. The root of the matter was, where could I fly? To Wigan, perhaps? Well, let's have a try. The glutinous mass which I took for my nose was really a pobble a-sinking his toes. The sky fell down with a crack on my head. It was the end of my dream as I fell out of bed.